Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we strive to live a victorious life, huh? Yes, we strive. That's our focus, that's our aim, and through Jesus Christ, we will succeed. Glory to God. Welcome, 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 your host, Minister Janice. Welcome to Victorious Living. Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked man flees, though no one proceeds, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Look at that. Yes, yes, yes. Proverbs 28:1, I'm sorry. The wicked man, he flees, though no one is pursuing him. No one is running. Nobody's chasing him. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. A lion doesn't move. A lion stands his ground. Yes. A lion knows who he is. Are you listening to me today? Glory to God. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master. Thanking you, God, for your son, Jesus. We are grateful today, God, for the many blessings that you shower upon us. You continually shower blessings upon us, God. And we are just grateful today, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in our lives, Master. We are just grateful today. Oh, yes, God. We just so grateful for the things that we see, the things that we don't see, because we know that you are working them out. As a matter of fact, they're already made plain. All we have to do is walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in our destination. Oh, yeah. Walk in our destined place. Oh, God. We are just grateful today, God. We ask, Master, that you look upon this world, God. This is the world that you have created, Master. And we are all in need of a Savior. We need a Redeemer. Even those that don't know you in the pardons of their sins, God. Yes, yes, yes. We just come asking you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to help us, God. To show us the way, oh, God. To show us how to be followers, oh, God. Followers of you, oh, God. Not just followers of any and everything, oh, God. We ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes. We ask you, God. Because you said in your word, God, that we don't have because we don't ask. Well, we're asking today, God. Yeah, we're asking for your blessings, oh, God. We're asking for your grace and your mercy, God, that you so rightfully give to us anyway. You give it to us, God. Oh, Master, we just thank you, God. We thank you. We're thanking you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that comes in and rules and reigns and it teaches and trains us, oh God. Oh, we are never alone, oh God, never alone. And we are just grateful today, God, for everything that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we thank you. Again, we thank you. Again, we welcome you to Victorious Living. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Living a life that is pleasing unto God. Not pleasing to ourselves, but pleasing unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that we have been talking about shame. We have really been talking about shame. Yeah, and it seems that whenever the word is going forth through the land, things begin to shake up. Things begin to get stirred up. Stirred up. Yeah, get stirred up. And we see that things are stirred up right now. So the question today is, have you been shunned? Have you been shunned lately? Mm-hmm. Have you heard folks using your name in their conversation? Hmm? Have you had someone talk to you about you indirectly? Have this happened to you lately? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when you hear someone talking about you, and you know that they weren't there, they did not know, but you hear this with your own ears. You hear it. So you begin to feel ostracized. Yeah. Treated with a cold shoulder. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know that we have been talking about shame. And so much is going on right now, this very hour, about shame. The feeling of shame, the feeling of guilt. Yes, yes, yes. We know that last week we were talking about the shame, the unworthiness, the ugliness, the low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Things that remained, that are not moved away, and how we get up every day and we walk in shame. We clothe ourselves in shame. We clothe ourselves in guilt. Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. Yeah. And we talked about Psalms 139. Mm-hmm. We were in Psalms 139 last week. And we also was in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 21. Yeah. About null relationships. Yeah. Being accused. Yeah. Being ostracized. We talked about that. Yeah. So tonight we want to go quickly into the book of Romans. We're going to go to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to start off with verse 1. Mm-hmm. Romans, yeah, we're going to just do 1 to 3. And verse 1 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Mm-hmm. None. In Christ. There is none. Excuse me. No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. What is condemnation? What is that? What is condemnation? Condemnation is simply when you are being condemned. You're being ostracized. Yeah. You're being treated unjustly. Condemnation. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Condemnation is a feeling of being distant, looked over, belittled. Yeah, condemnation. But when you're in Christ, glory to God. But when you know who you are and whom you are, yeah. Listen to this. Verse number 2. And it says, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Now, what am I talking about here? We're in the book of Romans, and we're talking about shame. So, for some reason, shame has took us into condemnation. They work hand in hand. Condemn, and you're ashamed. Mm-hmm. You feel guilty. You want to go run and hide. For the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you. Power, huh? Holy Spirit. Holy power has freed us. Has freed us through Jesus Christ from the power. It just pulled us out from the power of sin that leads to death. Yeah. Many of us are walking around. We're in prison. We are not free. Our mind is in bondage. Yeah, our emotions are completely bound. We are not free. We don't know who we are
because we're dealing with condemnation, dealing with guilt, dealing with shame.
Verse 3 says, "For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature." Look at this. God did by sending his own son. Glory to God. He sent his own son in the likeness of a sinful man. Glory to God. To be a sin offering. Are you listening to me? To be a sin offering for you and for me. Yeah. To be offered up. Glory to God. This is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Oh, God. Look at what he did. Listen. The law. What am I talking about? The law. The law of Moses. It could not save us. The law. He sent his own son in a human body, just like ours, except that our bodies are racked, are weighed down, are full of contamination, of sin. Yeah. God came. He sent his son Jesus. Huh? He looked at the situation, and there was nobody. Are you listening to me? There was nobody that was worthy. There was nobody that was pure. There was nobody that was just. There was no one that was righteous. Glory to God. No one could wear those shoes. Nobody. But only his son Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, his son Jesus. His father asked him. Oh, yeah. To be offered up for our sins. Yes. He was sinless. He committed no sin. Destroyed sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Remember, an eraser is on a pen. Which simply means mistakes are made. Mistakes are made in life. Erase. Erase them. And keep on moving. Erase them. And make a change. Erase them. And start all over. Glory to God. This is the God that we're talking about. Yeah. You're free. He's not a God that will come and keep you in bondage. He's not a God that will condemn you. Yeah, the law. I got to go back to it. What is the law? There are 613 stipulations to the law of the Old Testament. The Ten Commandments are but 10 of those stipulations. 613 commands in the old law. The law was classified in 4 categories. It was the civil law, which was in Acts chapter 18, verse 15, and the ceremonial law in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 9 through 12, and the rabbinical law from the original 10 commandments. The moral law was written on the tablet from God. The moral law. The moral. So those are 4 classifications of the law. Yeah. Turn with me quickly to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to do verse 9. Chapter 3 and verse 9. And it says here, "If the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness?" Oh, we got to say that again. We got to go back. We got to look at that. We got 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. The condemnation ministry. the ministry that will hold you down, the ministry that will hold you back, the ministry that you will never achieve greatness in. Never. It is not designed for you to move forward. Sure, sure. This was the law. It was something that was actually done in the beginning when the children of Israel were actually freed. They needed discipline. Yes, yes, yes. And God knew that. Yes. But it wasn't forever that they would be under the law. Are you listening to me? Am I talking to anybody? See, the thing is, we have to move with God. When God moves, we got to pick up our bags and we got to move too. We can't say, I'm not moving. We got to move with him. Because God is always moving into greatness. He's always bringing us into higher heights. Oh, glory to God. 2 Corinthians verse chapter 3 says, chapter 3 verse 9 says, if the ministry that condemns men is glorious, listen to me, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? If the old covenant, which brings condemnation, was glorious, how much more glorious is the new covenant, which makes us right with Christ? Are you listening? Am I talking to anybody? Is anybody listening to what I'm saying? Are you catching on? Are you grabbing and holding on to this word? Glory to God. Galatians chapter 2. Glory to God. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. No longer living in condemnation. No longer under that. No longer bound. No more chains are holding me down. My soul is resting. I'm resting. Resting in him. Resting in his word. Resting in his greatness. Resting in his understanding. He said, above all, get an understanding, huh? Yeah, glory to God. Glory to God. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16 says, know that a man is not justified by deserving the law, but by faith in. So we, too, have put our faith in Christ Jesus. So we, too, have put our faith in Christ that we may be justified. Listen to me. We're going to be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law, because by observing the law, no one will be justified. Now, what am I saying here? What? Make it plain. Make it plain to me. And yet we Jewish Christians, we know that we become right with God. But by doing what the law commands, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we have belief in Christ Jesus. That's what we believe in. We believe in the Son of God. Yeah, we believe. Yeah. Our whole spirit man believes. Our whole being believes in him. That we might be accepted by God. We're going to be accepted. Yeah, we're going to be the sons and the daughters of a Most High God. Yeah. Through accepting and believing. Believing in him. And he knows us. Yeah. Yeah, he knows us. Yeah, he knows the very hair that's on our hair. He knows us. Oh, yeah. Remember last week we talked about when we were in our mom's womb, how he molded us and he wove us and he shaped us and he formed us. Glory to God. So he knows us. Oh, he knows us. Glory. And it says that we might be accepted by God of our faith in Christ, and not because we have obeyed the law. So what it's saying here, the law can't do nothing. Mm-hmm. See, the law was not designed to stay. Mm-hmm. And we weren't designed to stay under the law. Listen to me. Listen. For no one will ever be saved by obeying the law. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. See, the law condemns you. Yeah. The law, you will never be free. The law keeps you bound because it's under the law, you could never achieve what you were trying to achieve. You could never do it under the law. But through grace, the grace of God, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. When our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, oh, yeah, when he hung on that cross, when he hung on the cross, glory to God. For us, for you, and for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The law was done away with. When he came down, there was a new covenant. Are you listening to me? Yeah. There was no longer the law. There was no need. Because now we were under a new covenant. Glory to God. The covenant of grace. His grace and his mercy that we see so much today. And we still don't understand that we're in grace and we're in mercy. Glory to God. And through the dispensations, we're almost out of grace. We're almost out. And some of us have never even realized this is where we were, under grace. Yeah. So we see that the law of civil, there was a civil law. So that the civil law pertains to the law that we see where we have civil courts. We have civil courts. Even today, we have ceremonial law. Yeah. Men and women, where they get married. And we know that through the ceremonial things today, we see that some ceremonial activity that is unpleasing to God. Unpleasing to God. We see it. It's happening right here, right now. And we see that we have the moral laws. Moral. Well, we should have moral understanding that we know that our kids go to school and we know that we should educate them and we should take care of them. We should not allow them to remain sick when we know that they're sick. We have moral things that we do as believers in Christ. Yeah. We see this. But it's through the grace of God. Are you listening to me? It's through the grace of God. Through the grace. Through the grace of God. That we're able to move. Move in his presence. Yeah, and be free. Away from the law. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. The law could not help us. Yeah, it couldn't help us. The law could not deliver us. The law had no ability to set us free. The law was only there to keep us bound. Are you listening to me? And it's through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we are free. And he said that whom the Son, are you listening to me today? Whom the Son set free, free indeed. Glory to God. Don't you want to be free? Don't you want to be free? And we see that there's so much condemnation right now, so much guilt, so much shame. Some of us are not free. And God wants you to be free. That's why he came. He came to set you free. Yeah. Yes. He died that you may live. Are you listening to me? Yeah, that you may live. That you may have a right. That you may have a right to a tree of life. And not only life then or later, but life now. You can have life now. And live a life that is pleasing unto God. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody listen to what I'm saying? Yeah. sure, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have done error. We have erred in his presence, in his sight. But all we have to do is repent. All we have to do is come into a place called repentance and ask God to come into my heart, oh God, to clean me up, Master, to place me in right standard with you, oh God. And he will come in and he will clean you and he will make you new. He will make you whiter than snow. Glory to God. That's the God that we're talking about. That's the Savior. He's the Savior of the world. Yeah. He died that you may live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You were in a prison. Yeah. Bound. Shackled. You weren't free. Bound. Yes. Glory to God. Our prayer. This is our prayer today. Mm-hmm. Our prayer is for anyone and everyone who has been violated in any way violated. Our prayer is that the peace of God will come upon you and free you from the fear of guilt and shame this day, this very day. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you, God, thanking you for your word, oh God, because your word comes to clean us up, Master. Your word comes to place us in right standard with you, oh God. We ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to come into our hearts, oh God, to clean us up, Master. Anyone that has no relationship with you, anyone that does not know you right now, we're asking right now in the name of Jesus that you touch their hearts, oh God. Remove the stony hearts, oh God, and give them a heart of love, oh God. Give them a heart of kindness. Oh, Master, we ask you right now to give us a heart that is desiring to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah, we pray. We ask you, God, because you said that we don't have because we don't ask. We come and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to protect our young girls, oh God, to protect our children, oh God, who are taken away from their parents, oh God. We ask you, God, to protect them, God. As only you can do. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor that you so rightfully deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we just thank God again for everyone that's present today. Mm-hmm. We thank God for you just allowing us to have your ear, that you will hear what the word of God is saying to us. Yes, yes, yes. We look forward to having you back here with us on Friday, next Friday. Mm-hmm. What a mighty God we serve. And, of course, on Sunday with God's Favorite Ministries, Pastor George. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, we just bless her, and we just ask you to don't forget her new book is out. Just take your time to check it out. Why Not a Woman, huh? Check it out. Check it out. Yes. You will truly be blessed. And we ask God that he continually bless you and that he continually shower you. Mm-hmm. With greater understanding of his word, and that you will learn to spend more quality time and be blessed. Amen.